Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. For the last name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The Bedouins, that there's no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. Assalamu alaikum. Let me see. Is anyone hearing me? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Is anyone hearing me? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, I just wanted to know if there.
Yeah, what I got planned.
Okay, I'm saying I sound like you're near, but coming back in at the same time. Just now, trying to see if everybody's on. Sorry for being late, but I had some problems getting in here. So. Someone opened up already. I just did. And I see a hand already. It's up. So I want to recognize the hands that they're saying before I even continue. It must be important. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. I see your hand. You want to say something now? I was just tuning in.
No, you can go ahead and get started.
Well, I did make prayer. I didn't do the introduction, but everybody on here knows the introduction is sponsored by. This is October 29th, 2023, at 7:38 p.m. The Blog Talk Radio Show. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine. It's the message of concern. Second focus is psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children, which is today on Sunday night from 7 p. to 9 p. and on Tuesday night from 7 p. to 9 p. Okay, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, STEM, S is for Science, T is for Technology, E is for Engineering, E is for Math. Okay. And the co-sponsors, Brother, Yashir Muhammad from Los Angeles, California. And welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. If you have any comment or want to make any, ask a question or give any information, just push 1 on your phone receiver. You'll be brought into the queue and your mics will be turned on. Okay. Yes, sir. I'm recognizing your hand now, Brother Muhammad. You still want to say something, Brother Muhammad? You tell me to go on with the show. Are you ready to say something now? Brother Muhammad from New York.
I hit the one button I've been in for a while. I recognize that she has started. I said, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, that's already been discovered there, that everybody can hear me now. But you have your hand up as wanting to say something, and I...
No, I'm okay. I'm listening to right
that
now.
Privilege. Oh, you're listening to right now. Okay, well, I'll take your hand out of... I'll take you out of the, but you won't go out. Your hand won't go down. Okay, there it is. Thank you. Now, if anyone else has anything to say now, please just push 1 on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened. Praise be to Allah. Thank you all for coming in. Like I said, things do happen. You know, everything don't go as planned all the time. And this is one of the times, too, that I had some difficulty or some problem. I was going to put a CD on, but I was told that if something came up that I wouldn't be able to speak on the show, then I can put a CD on by Imam W.D. Muhammad novel and suffice. But if Sister Sharifa on, if Sister Sharifa is on, and if she would like to read, it would be appreciated. If not, then we will go on with something else. You know, if she's on, though, and I welcome her at any time because she always helps to read. I would welcome her anytime to read. Oh, not feeling too well today, but I'm trying to make it, alhamdulillah. Pray Allah that everything turns out okay. We all have those days. I don't last too long. I'm looking for my Muslim journal. It's just here. Yeah, okay. Okay, here we are. September 3rd through October the 6th. That's the last one we had. Yes, it is. Okay, we did speak on stepchildren. Recipients of Imam Masjid Fahim Ali's leadership and service, scholarship. Okay, IMFALSS announced. We did that one. That one is okay. Trying to see what other education part there is. Okay, we did the challenge to bomb with our teenagers last week. The last time we were on. If anybody would like to come on, okay, here's Brother Muhammad again. So evidently he wants to come on. Now I'm going to turn his mic back on. I'm late, Brother Muhammad. You're back on again, so do you want to speak now? Your hand is still up. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you ready to speak now? You put your hand back up again.
I'll wait for your sister to go ahead and get started. All right. You know, y'all want to speak about education, right? So I will bring up the subject. I will talk about, if I'm permitted at this time, I was talking about the book, The Mother of the Nation, Clara Evans Muhammad.
Okay, you can do that. That's education. Right on. It's really nice. Okay, you can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right ahead.
I think these are books that everyone should have. But we know very little, actually, about Clara Evans Muhammad. In the book we're reading from the first book, which she's not wearing any glasses here, the wife of Elijah Muhammad, mother of Imam Bedreddin Muhammad, book by Dr. R. Zakir Muhammad. It tells all about Sister Clara. I mean, when she was growing up, I think before she was even 16 or 17 years old, You know how once you face let down Elijah Muhammad?
Uh-huh.
You know, they had this attraction for each other, and that's just going through some parts of the book, and her father didn't want her to marry Elijah. And he was from he was a poor man, didn't have anything. And she had been raised up in a pretty good environment with her mother and father. He didn't have anything. And so anyway, he was attracted to him. He was attracted to her. And I remember reading sometime going, I think, in Sister Halima's book, to a picture where they eloped. That's right. He came with a wagon one night. He slipped out the house out the window, and they eloped. I mean, it's a great story, but this book tells so much more. You know, tell about how things were in Cordell, Georgia, and I mean, it's a fantastic story. I'm just saying, everyone should get these two books. I mean, these are treasures. Because he said things in here that you never read before, heard before. And Dr. Zakiya, she just didn't come up with these ideas. He interviewed the family members. I mean, just about all the children of Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad. He interviewed them, so we got it straight from the children, straight from the family members.
Okay.
So I'm saying these are books that it should be in every household. Should be in everybody's library.
It should,
No.
Yeah, they really should, because it tells her story right on from the beginning, like until the end of the book one and book two. It tells the story. Yep. Mm-hmm. And just to mention a few, you know, of the things that's being touched in here, it's put part one, Birth of a Clear Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter one, The Stand. Chapter two, Early Years, 1899 to 1915, Family, Religion, and Curse of Ham, Notorious Lynchings, and Race Riots. You see, so it covers just about everything, the marriage and the motherhood. Mm-hmm. And Sister Amira was on here, I think it might have been 2 weeks ago, who did mention that she has them and how you can order them from her. And she also gave her telephone number out. And I don't have them with me right now, but she did mention gave those two numbers out. But if anybody's interested, then I can hook her up on the phone real quick, or I can get them and bring them to you on Tuesday. Or, I can give you her one telephone number if you would like that. Before the show is over, you may be here now, and I pick my phone back up, and I can get her number for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, these are really, really good, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, going by the chapters, you know, getting chapter 9. Think about, the white saviors, syndrome and psychic dissonance on the white God, the Bible, Church of the Negro. Then I got part one. It says Elijah changes. That's on page 166. Elijah changes.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, yeah, this is.
And then meeting W.D. Farag Muhammad. That's really some of their home life invitation.
Mm-hmm.
The divine the divine intervention changed forever.
That's right. It changed forever. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And the mental shift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all good. All of this is good. We really should. I was thinking about trying to order some myself and then sell them down here in Atlanta for those who can't. Nobody down here sell them. Usually there's a brother Hakeem that's here in Atlanta. He usually gets books like this come out, and he sells them down here. don't know if you've heard of this one yet. He was over here the other day to go on down with Akbar, but he didn't mention that. He had him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. We have a number of distributors. You've got a number of distributors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you know, they have a reading. We have a reading of books, right? What do we call that? I forget what they call it. But a certain day, I say I have to call and get the schedule of what day they have. And they read from all of about Elijah Muhammad's books and Graham Muhammad's books and all the books wrote by the, you know, family members.
Mm-hmm.
And about Imam W.D. Muhammad's session and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't want
to. They started a book club on
yeah.
the Saturdays at 1 p.m. on.
That's right.
What's that?
That's right.
Words Make People with Imam Michael Sahir. It's been going on for about a month now. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Every Saturday at 1 p.m. The Lifeline number?
No. It's the number of Words Make People.
Okay, but how do we get that number?
I think I should have it here, right? Close by. Oh, yeah, his number is... I had the number a couple of days ago. I was looking right at it, you know, because I was going to tell some other people about the number, you know.
It is Michael Sahir.
Yeah, he has a program called Words Make People. His program comes on every Sunday. It's been on for about, I think he said about 2 years now, Words Make People. That's every Sunday, 1 p.m., but then he started the reading club about a month ago, and that's on Saturdays at 1 p.m. I was trying to find a number. I knew I had it written down here. Know it all where you have a number written down, and you look for it, you can't find it.
I know you can't find it, right.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I can please Brother Michael Sabir. Is it S-A-B-I-R?
No, Sahir, S-A-H-I-R. He's the one that wrote the book, The Man Behind the Men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sahir. Yeah, I have that one too. Yeah. So it's every Saturday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Because there used to be Sister Neopia and Brother Furcon's topic too for a show they had, Words Make People. And they
mm-hmm.
had one like that first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we'll probably give the number to you. Give the number to you before. Well, bro, Teresa says she wants to read something, I think she said. Yeah. Do you have a number?
Oh. Yeah. Good.
No.
Yes.
Not so.
We look for Brother Sahir's number.
Oh, okay. After I give you the number, can I call you back on my phone and read something from the Muslim Journal?
You can. Yes, ma'am. You sure can.
I'm trying to. Okay. Let's see. Words Make People. 714.
714.
816.
816
4673.
Okay, 714-816-4673. Brother
That's
Michael
correct.
Sabir. Brother Michael Sabir, Sabir. I have Sabir, and I'm still saying Sabir. Sorry, yeah. Brother Michael Sabir. Right. And Words Make People every Saturday at 1 p.m.
Same time.
Okay. Eastern time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that number.
I'm going to call her on my phone. Okay, she's ready to call you on her phone now. She wants to read. She called you on her phone.
Okay. Okay, we'll be waiting. And that's a good thing. And they have a schedule. Thank you. Thank you for that number. I'll wait for you to read. They have another book club. Cool.
Thank you, Dahlia, for giving me the opportunity to speak on the program tonight.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I want you to come back and speak some more. You come back and speak some more about whatever the topic gives you want to speak on. You know, we're all thirsty for knowledge, and we're here to share what we know and what we've learned and how Islam has benefited us and whatever will help.
I know sisters say every time the sisters come, show us something, the brothers come in and take it over. So I don't want to be guilty of that, so I'm not going to talk anymore tonight on the sisters' call.
Oh, don't use that voice. Just don't use don't use that no excuse now. We ain't going for it. We're not going for that. See, you talk to old timers now. We ain't going for that. Don't use that no excuse. Okay, but thank you for whenever you speak, brother. We welcome it. We are all in this together. I've already put you in the queue, yes, ma'am. So read on, sister.
Oh, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you well.
Oh, okay.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam. So the Muslim journal that I have, I'm looking at the dates. You have the latest one.
Now, they didn't come on this past Friday, but the latest one we read from last week, though, it was September the 21st, something like that, until the 6th of October.
Right. Well, this one I have says October 28th through November the 3rd.
Oh, well, you got the latest thing. I don't have that one. They didn't come in here.
But we don't have the printed one. We don't have the printed one. This is the one I have on the digital subscription.
You know what? I have to learn how to do that. And I had asked Brother Kwawi once before, too, when I was reading frequently on the Lifeline. And I'm going to have to start getting back to my reading now. I've been a lot of things been going on here with me, but I'm going to get back to it, get back to my to myself.
Inshallah.
I pray that he blessed me with the strength that I need to get me through this. Okay, and that's the one we want. See, and I can't keep up with you because I don't have that one. But you can read from it.
Okay. Well, do you want me to go back to the one you have?
No. Just because I don't have it, somebody else may have it. No, don't go back to the old one. Stay on with this new one.
Okay. Well, this one is a continuation of what you had read. It's on the education page on page 11, and it says 2023 recipients of Imam Majid Fahim Ali Leadership and Service Scholarship, and this is part two.
Oh.
So I think.
Oh, okay.
It says there's a photo of a student named Sue Foster. And the article reads, it says, in Muslim Journal's last issue, profiles were given of first place and second place awardees for the 2023 Imam Majid Fahim Leadership in Service Scholarships. They were Amir Forrester, Musin Rashid Ahmed, the first place award recipient, Ibrahim Khalid Hudson, the second place award recipient. This week, the third place awardee is highlighted.
Okay.
Okay, is that your phone or mine?
My alarm system.
I have,
I'm about to
say no. Okay. You go ahead. Okay. I have to plug my phone in before my battery goes down. I have to plug my
You know what? And you just reminded me I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay. That's good. We help each other.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, I got 36. Oh, really? It is low.
Wow.
I was in a class before I got on, and we had it on a Zoom button. And I forgot when I got off of that.
I should. Okay, it's going to be charging.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Will I continue reading then?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, please continue.
Okay. Sue.
I'm late, Papa.
Yep. Sue Foster is the third place award recipient of the 2023 Imam Majid Fahim Leadership in Service Scholarship. Born in Atlanta, Georgia, Sue is the eldest of four children to Rashana Elamine Foster and Jamal Foster. His mother is a chemical engineer from Warrensville Heights, Ohio, and his father is an electrical engineer from Cincinnati, Ohio. His parents are actively involved in community initiatives at the Atlanta Masjid of El Islam. And it says, it says most recently they served on committee to upgrade the Masjid's playground. Shuaib's parents established Islam and education as the primary pursuits in their home, while Shuaib enjoyed learning in the classroom setting, he faced challenges between elementary and high school, resulting in his enrollment in the Bedford School for Children with Learning Differences. This is
very distinguished
environment, coupled with regimented swimming schedule, proved to be the catalyst Sue needed to boost his self-confidence and further excel in his education. By the time he entered the ninth grade, Sue was taking 10th grade courses. Ooh, Allahu Akbar. During his 10th grade year, Sue was accepted in the magnet program at Westlake High School in Atlanta. Additionally, Shuaib is devoted to serving others and actively participated in the children's program Project Smile at Masjid El Mukminun. That's the one you were saying, right?
Yes, that's right. Masjid El Mukminun. That's right. Yes, I remember his face. Very distinguished looking.
Alhamdulillah. And it says, where he often volunteered with feeding individuals
experiencing homelessness. Shue is a proud 2023 graduate of Westlake High School. Throughout his high school career, he received many merits, including participation in the Westlake Magnet Program, a two-time awardee of the Aaron Turner Award for Outstanding Character, and state swimmer for 4 years in a row. Wow. A lot of
background. Wow. I'm telling you.
Additionally, Shue received the Camp Khalil Character Award for 3 years due to his strong character and work ethic, productivity, and professionalism. As an esteemed member of the Men of Westlake, Shue engaged in activities to build and demonstrate his leadership skills. Shue's upbringing and youth activities further increased his love of Islam and deepened his desire to give back to his community. Sports, especially swimming, play a huge role in Shue's life. In 2022, he became a lifeguard at Boundary Water Aquatic Center. He is passionate about bringing aquatic and physical therapy facilities to underserved Black communities. Several factors strengthen this commitment, such as Shue's personal impact of the drowning death of a former high school principal. His research on the statistics and racial ethnic disparities around drowning deaths and known barriers for some families, individuals, such as the financial commitment associated with swimming lessons. Shue is currently a freshman at Auburn State University in Auburn, Georgia, where he majors in sports medicine while having the opportunity to, and I have to turn to page 22.
Sports medicine, kinesiology, right? Yeah, kinesiology. That sports medicine, I think it called it kinesiology.
I'm trying to get this mouse.
Take your time.
I like to take your copy because it's easier to
find out how to
read
that. Maybe I'll call you and you can tell me how to set that up.
Well, I probably have to call the Muslim Journal, too, because this doesn't always appear large enough on the screen. That's what I was doing while I wasn't on your program earlier, because I'm trying to make it larger where I can read it. Because the menu doesn't come up right away. Kind of delayed. And every week I say I'm going to call the Muslim Journal and I have them called, and yet I had to find time to call them. Let me see if I'm back to
okay. Is it okay now? You try to read it, don't strain yourself now.
Oh, it's still large for now. And there's just a little more to read. There's not that much more. So it says, I forgot what I read from the last page. And if I go back, I might lose it again. So this part says, to rate aquatics and medical treatment with athletes. It says, congratulations, QA. The immediate family of Imam Majid Fahim Ali in 2021 established a merit-based essay contest titled The Imam Majid Fahim Ali Leadership in Service Scholarship. The purpose of the scholarship is to encourage Muslim Americans to pursue higher education by providing qualified applicants with funds to help them achieve their educational ambitions. During his lifetime, Imam Majid Ali placed a strong emphasis on the pursuit of higher education with his children and students he encountered. Moreover, he was at the forefront of numerous Islamic-based and community engagement initiatives during his 40 years as Imam of Masjid Jihad Incorporated, Savannah, Georgia. In his honor, recognizing young Muslims who exemplify leadership and service to their community is of significant importance. For more information, visit, and then it gives the website, says https://www.imfalss.org/, or contact the IMFALS committee at imfalss@gmail.com.
Oh, that's outstanding, the work that this is. Brother is doing a alhamdulillah.
Oh boy, that's just, that makes me feel so good. So good to hear these young brothers from
alhamdulillah.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother.
So do you have about someone else?
Read? No.
Alhamdulillah. Sister Corinne, is you beyond? Is she on?
Yeah, but she hasn't raised her hand to say anything, so you know how I feel about that. It's, to me, it's like imposing on somebody when they haven't asked to be imposed.
Oh, okay. Like, well,
I'll give her
the greeting while I'm on. I say assalamu alaikum, Sister Corinne.
Yeah.
And I'm
going, she'll hear you.
I'm going.
Yeah, she's got her mic on. She's got her mic on.
Okay.
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 Thank you for reading, Sister Corinne. Okay. Appreciate your reading. Appreciate you doing a reading for us. Very good information. Keep up on these young people and see what they are doing. It helps. It really helps.
Oh, I was going to say, when you do get this issue, inshallah, you may like to read Sister Mildred's article. It looks like it has a good title. It's on page 8, and the title is Muslim Family Life, Children, Priceless Treasures, Allah, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Oh.
That's a really good. Yeah. So I'll say that for you. It's the
you
October
say that for me, or you say, you'll read it. My,
I'll save it for you because I know you like to read about the children. And it's the next issue, October 28th through November the 3rd. So it starts after the one that ended on October the 6th. So there isn't anything in between. Okay.
Okay.
I'll try to X it out.
Okay, but wait a minute if you want to, because here Sister Quillan just put her hand up right here, so evidently she may want to say something to you. Let me bring her in the queue. Assalamualaikum, Sister Karanj.
Walaikum assalam. I just want to give your sister the return to greeting. Walaikum assalam. I just want to return the greeting. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And I understand your husband said that you stayed up all night to finish the calendar. Allahu Akbar for your hard work.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to ordering it when it's ready. So let me know when it's ready so I can put an order in.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and I was going to say, I understand he said you had two different ones, one about reparation and the other one. What is the other one about dawah?
Yes, ma'am. Dawah.
Oh, okay.
Let me look on the calendar.
Okay, I probably ordered both of them.
Alhamdulillah. Last year we had, you know, something dealing with, you know, with the Bible in it, but this time, this my time, I just doing straight dawah with this group right here for 2024.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Inshallah, we'll probably get both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
One with reparations all by itself, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, that's by itself. Yeah, we have one by itself. Right. You're gonna like that. We have all the celebrities and the ones that talk about record and all the leaders, all the leaders like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Ward D. Muhammad, Farrakhan, all of them. Yes, all of them.
Wow.
Yes, get paid. I said, I want my money.
So each one of them spoke on some about reparations?
Yes, ma'am. Each one of them spoke on it. You know, yes, ma'am. They sure did.
Okay. That's going to be interesting right there. That's going to be like a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said we have to get that 501c. I said get that stuff in order because we're gonna send one to all those the ones that spoke. You know the celebrities you're gonna see. We're gonna send a calendar to them too.
And then we're gonna ask them to donate.
Oh,
no, that's fantastic and amazing idea right there.
And then I'm gonna put in a letter. I want everything that Kinko's and FedEx have. That's what we need.
I'm there.
Oh Lord, she's not.
Okay, y'all laughing about when the money comes in, don't say that. Y'all laughing about you'll be surprised because they have to donate.
Yeah.
They have to donate. Why you think the celebrities buying 5 and 6 houses? Because they have to do something with that money. They can't keep it.
You're right.
Because they keep.
You're right.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah, they taxes for taxes. They have to donate.
That
but they get
say,
it right
they
back.
The taxes. Right.
Yeah,
they
and they
sure
get half
do.
Of it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot is worse about how he gets people then.
And you know what? You remember the time that they were saying that we supposed to get our reparation, you know, money? They gave it to us. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. And they said they gave us through the celebrities. That's what they were talking about, the celebrities. And I said, well, I guess this is what they're talking about. We in business. Then that's what we. Then they donate to our business,
right?
Well, as they say, bring it on.
Bring
that's
it
right.
on.
Just bring it on.
That's right. Bring it on.
That's right. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right.
Come on out. Yeah, get paid. Yeah. Get paid.
Yeah. Get them
on out there. That's right. That's definitely why I said I want to make sure they write and everything so we can make, you know, so that they could recognize. Because if you think about it, if you look in the bank and everything, I was telling my husband, I said, you look in the bank and, you know, everywhere you go, you'll see calendars. I don't see no more candies anymore. I mean, have you guys saw some in the bank?
They're not giving them away no more. No, they don't act like they're giving them away no more, do they?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's been years since I got one from the bank.
That's right. That's right. And this is something that you're going to need, too. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And I'm thinking about
from drug stores.
And I'm thinking about taking a strap, you know. And you know, like they have part that is cut off. Go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Corinne. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, I was thinking about, you know, like certain words you can't take, you know, things you can't take in the bathroom. But I'm going to make another calendar where it just have nothing but the number, nothing but the calendar, no writing. So, like, you make just a small one. And you could take it and put it
and
into your bathroom.
You know what? That's a good idea.
You know what, Juan? That's a good idea that you can make smaller ones that's just got the blanks on them like that.
Right.
And we can be doing those for fundraisers throughout the year. Like, we can, any calendars, like, every year, you know. Like, if I'm a 501c3, you know, then
I can be able to get
amount and then pass them out to my my patients, to my different ones, you know?
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
you can give them out. You can give those out free or whatever because they're just scrap paper. I'm going to tell you what you can see and everything, you know, what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Wow. We're doing things that we don't even know about it until we start talking. What'd you say, Sharifa?
So when will the calendars be written?
Well, they're going to be ready before this. I know before this money's out.
Oh, good.
They ready now. They really ready. They really, everything is all I'm doing is just have to print it out. And then we didn't get the paper today, but we're going to get the paper tomorrow. And all I do is just print it out and bind it together, and that's it. Everything is already in order.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Okay, well, just let me know so I can put my order in.
Okay, then I will. Alhamdulillah. Let me see. Sharifa, your husband already put it in.
He put it in already to
Brother Sujan, and they already, he already talked
good.
About it.
Mm-hmm. For both calendars, for both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, a man taking care of business right there. That's a brother taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've already talked to him, Shujah, too. So his order's already in, too. He already talked to him, too, already. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. I might order some more then for my daughter.
You see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I would.
And then, too, Maggie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if you started, you didn't start making those little bitty ones yet, though, right?
No, I haven't made the little ones, the small ones yet. I'll make sure I get these out first, and then I'm gonna do the small ones. The small ones gonna take no time to make.
Okay, because I was gonna say if her daughter orders some regular ones, you know, and she sells them to a different ones, then she can maybe be given some free small ones to give out as gifts to the people that have her. Helping them with their with their work, their secretary work and the work that she does, which is very, very good.
She's still gonna be able to do it.
Zaire is helping you with your marketing and advertising. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, just thinking about some good ideas because I know, what was that, Sister Mary? Sister Mary said, well, came with me and one year when we had both of us having a health fair and stuff like that, she had all these nice little calendars and had little pins on the side of them. And I said, this is a nice little thing, you know, you have for gifts and stuff like that for the people, your patronages. And that was nice. So I figured, you know, with Karan saying she's going to think about making little calendars, that would be a good idea.
You could carry them with you too, like in your bag or something like that. Also,
right.
You carry those with
right.
you.
Yeah,
handy.
That's always
nice
and handy.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm thinking about. I'm, go ahead. I was gonna have it back to back, but I'm thinking about when you saying that. Should I have like the top part to have notes or something like that, or and just the bottom part? You know, because I was just gonna have numbers all the way through. No, you know.
Well, you know, and it well in the back of it. Yeah, it's good to have notes. For notes.
The word
if
notes.
It ain't
okay. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That sounds
it's
good.
Number three
okay.
page. Well, you know, someone to write some notes down on, a little column like that.
It is, just, right.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good idea.
Right. So, Sharifa,
uh-huh.
you're going to do what?
Like, write notes.
Yeah, writing, jotting down notes. Yeah. So, your daughter's still doing her work, right? With the
oh,
secretary
yeah.
and the business and stuff. Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Very, very good here. Very good in all these things. Because you'd be surprised how important it is to have those handy columns that you want to pull out and don't want to take a big old organizer with you all the time. Now everybody don't have a briefcase to take stuff in.
You know, I said the main thing is that when you get ready to go into business, certain business, always try to supply the customers with their basic needs. Like you're always going to need water. You're always going to need a calendar. You know, like things like that. Those are things that you're
right.
always going to need. So you should always
yeah,
sell those things
and
like
pens.
That.
Yeah, and pens.
Right,
right.
And pens, right that. Right, that's right. And always do that.
It's advertising for your business, too. If you have your name up on
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you can.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got BUII.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Tell them what BUII stands for. Believers.
Well, I think it's on the back. It has.
United.
I think on the back it have. Yeah, I think they have Brothers
in
United
in
Industry. Yes, yes, ma'am. On
no,
the back of the calendar.
It's not Brothers. It was changed to Believers.
Believers.
United.
Believers. Believers now. Believers
oh,
United.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they changed to Believers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Believers United in the business. In
industry.
UII. Industry, yeah. Believers
yeah,
because
that way
industry.
The sisters come in. Because you know they can't do nothing without the sisters.
That's right. They know
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
They
know that. Listening.
Because that's their first
business. And that goes for all the, and you have noticed that goes for all the males. They have to have that woman beside them. They have to have that. That's the way Allah made it
that's
like
right.
that. They're only going to go, but if they don't have that woman behind them, they're only going to go, they just have,
but
they're
so
only going to go so far.
That's
right.
Right. And then too, and we're their first business organizers. Or business partners, because we have to set aside the bill money. What's for electric? What's for gas? What's for this? You know, and that other grocery bill money, stuff like that. How much?
I know
that's business. That's business.
I know that. And,
business,
and then,
right?
you know, and look, Daya, it don't make how much.
Uh-huh.
How much they fuss and fight at you, fuss at you. They still say, "Can you fix my coffee?"
I'm telling you the main thing. Can you fix my coffee? And you know what I got? I said, no, fix your own coffee. Ooh, I said, who said you used to have a lot of nerves in your old age?
I know.
In Louisiana, you got to be careful
fussing at somebody, saying this and saying that, and then tell them to fix your food for you.
Oh, my God. Don't about that, girl. We ain't going in that direction. Please don't go.
Okay.
Please don't go in that direction.
I'm just telling the
so
truth. This is the truth.
I heard of so many things like that.
I
Ooh.
Know. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
That's terrible.
That's why Allah is merciful.
He is merciful. And Allah emphasizes the ones who are best in conduct. So we'll try and
that's
outdo
right.
them.
That's right. It's a challenge.
It,
yeah.
if you want to test it, if you want to test, all do is give it to the cat. If the cat don't eat it, then you don't eat it.
Come on, get off that subject. Will you, Karan, would you please get off that subject, please?
Okay, I give another one then. But it's the truth. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much.
I ain't lying. You're going to be surprised.
To throw that,
I'm telling you.
We're trying to throw that back where it came from.
That's the people that don't believe in God that does that.
That's what I'm talking about. We're trying to throw it on back where it came from.
Yes,
all
right.
That
voodoo.
That's
voodoo.
Right. Voodoo, hoodoo.
That's
all none of that old stuff.
I know. That's crazy. I ain't going to tell you
crazy.
No stories. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay, don't tell me no more stories. I don't want to.
We already know. We don't need that ball back up. Lord have mercy, such wickedness. Ooh-wee. Won't you just go in and shoot him? And you're going to bring up that kind of stuff. That's a slow death right there. Oh, no. Oh, no. We need our brothers.
Allah is merciful. I pray to Allah that I take no one's life. If I could leave this world, but I'll take no one's life. I don't want to take
no one's life. Oh, no.
You know,
no.
Let me tell you, I had an uncle that fought in World War II, and he went all the way through the war and never shot his gun because he said he wasn't going to kill nobody. Don't ask me how he did it. That's what they say. He never shot his gun.
Went all the way through the war.
It's
how
lawful.
Did he survive?
I don't know. But he said he was not going to shoot and kill nobody. And he went through. But they have to draft you. When you draft you, you have to go to war whether you want to or not, you know. And
they
don't
do that
no more,
do they? Oh, okay.
I don't. They're only gonna do it when they really have a world war. Then they probably do it. And see, that was a world war, but they don't have.
Yeah.
But nobody don't want to fight with America. America, one thing, they got the best war equipment on the planet Earth, but they never won a war.
Somebody's trying to fight with America now. Who is that? So is it back over in Iran, one of those countries over there trying to fight again with America now? Right now.
Oh, I don't know.
Heard on the news. Who's America?
But,
who's fighting,
you know,
America?
Who did he say?
He didn't say. He said he don't know.
Okay.
I just heard it on the
news. Speaking.
I just heard it.
Well, speaking of that, so did you get
Did you get the Islamic newsletter?
No. Islam from the one from Sister Muhammad, Study Al Islam, where you can.
No.
Okay.
Where?
Well, I'll send you the link because it has the link where you can respond to the ceasefire. What's going on
okay.
in Palestine and
okay, okay.
in the Gaza Strip for that resolution that some of the Congress persons presented in Congress to ceasefire. And so you can put in your name, your address, and it'll go directly to your Congress person.
Send me the next
text. Because I did that 8 minutes ago. Yeah, I'll send you the newsletter, the link. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And it's something real quick and easy. All you have to do is click on it, put in your name, address, and zip code. It'll go straight to your congressperson.
Okay. Oh, now see, that's what we need. Yes, yes, yes. And we can get a big participant.
Right. How did you get the newsletter? You said you got the... Oh, it's the newsletter it came through.
Right.
The Mosque
Study Al Islam News. Do you subscribe to that?
No. Study Al Islam with Fitra and all of them?
Yeah.
Fitra?
Okay.
Right.
I'll get it out of the Muslim Journal here. I'll see what...
No, I don't...
Well,
send it to me.
To you. Please. You want me to send it to you, Corinne, or do you already subscribe to it?
Oh, no, you send it to me because I haven't.
Okay, I'll send it to you. After the program, I'll send it. Or maybe I'll try it while we're on the program. I'll send it to you. Oh, you know what? When I said I'll send it to you, after the program, then can you send me your email address then, Corinne? Because I
yes,
have
ma'am.
Yours. I have yours.
You got
Diane.
Mine. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think I have Corinne.
And I don't know if I have your number, but I don't have your personal number.
Get it. Oh, that's right.
Huh?
You can't see the board. I was going to say, you can't see the board.
I'll text you.
I'll text
you.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. All right. Because I'm not sure. That's what it is. I'm not sure. I know I'll be calling you, but ain't that something? But I'm not sure. I think I'll be calling your husband number and then get to you. That's what I do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll text you my number.
Yes, ma'am. That would be good.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. We got any other good news? Anything about the COVID? We got to touch on it. You know, we have to at least touch on it with the children and all. But right now, we got our minds really geared on this reparation thing and and trying to see what we can discover out of it and how much information we can get out of it. But still, the beat goes on with the message of concern and the psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. Still, and this COVID is still, you know, out here. And some people just really don't know whether it's still out here, whether or not, because a lot of them haven't even heard. They're going on back to the old way as if it never existed.
What I want to say is that I don't know nobody that has it. And I don't know nobody that knows somebody that has it out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's one thing I wanted to say right there. And then I wanted to say, how do we know? And like I told you about my cousin, how he lives, and he don't even have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I'm just saying we don't even know if that is real or not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a question in the air about it. Because you know how they just grab a cow by its tail and run away with it. And then
I remember the sister she had came on and she was saying that the cure was in the rain. And I said, well, it rained down here so much. That's probably the reason why nobody down here got it, because it rains. I don't think a month goes by that it doesn't rain or drizzle down here.
Uh-huh.
Louisiana. So they said that what she said, the cure was in the rain.
Hmm. There's something. What sister was that?
I think that was I think it was Brenda Ali. I'm sure. I think it was the one that she could come on and talk all the time. When it first came out, and she was, and I think she was telling us that the cure was in the rain. That's where the cure is at, in the rain.
Oh.
I said, that's good. Allah is so merciful.
That's good. Okay.
Sure is merciful.
And I told you I had a cousin. I told you I had a cousin that he took a bath in 3 years, and he lived in a house with no light, no toilet, no electricity or anything. And they took a bath in 3 years, and he ain't got it. And you know what? The whole neighborhood sees him. He has so many plates. I'm him buying him. He's my cousin. I'm here fixing him a plate to eat. And he said, dang, I already got 5 plates already.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The whole neighborhood sees him.
He's eating good in the neighborhood, ain't he?
So what it is that, you know, like in the South back in the days, they have like one brother. They always have one brother that runs the whole neighborhood. I'm not lying. I didn't think that happened, but that's what he was doing. He was running the whole neighborhood. Nobody messed with me when I was, because I'll be out there working in the lot. Somebody said, who is that supervisor? That's my cousin. Nobody mess with me. He said, no, I said, don't mess with my cousin. I'm telling you. And so he was running the whole neighborhood.
Wow.
And now he's living in a without lights and stuff.
And now he's living in a nursing home because what he did is took one of them pills that make you drop your pants. And that's what he did. And so his friend called, you know, that he grew up with, called the people on him. Because they got a pill out here, and I know. Yep, make you drop your pants and show everything. I'm telling you, I know about two or three people did that, and that's that pill that they take. They used to have it in California. In California, you take everything off. I mean, California, we had to close our eyes one time. We was riding down the street. The guy ain't had nothing on but his birthday suit.
Mm-mm-mm. California's in bad shape, folks. I feel so sorry for those people out there. They got the kind now that they take the pills and it eats your flesh.
Oh yeah, no. That pill right there, I don't know about it was a pill, but the Mexicans brought that over here. I remember when they first came, they brought that over here. They brought a bacteria over here that it'll just eat, start, if you get it, it'll just start eating up through your skin, the flesh of your skin, yeah. Eat your skin up, yeah.
I saw that on I look at TV very soon. When I see something catches my eye, then I stop and I'll listen to it. But it was on TV on some channel, the people down there in California, some part of California. I forget if they I forget what part of California was. It wasn't where Brother Ineen is. It wasn't in Oakland. Anyway, it was you could see.
No, you said exactly what it was. It just start eating your skin. It just starts eating your skin, right? But like I said, what you put back, let me tell you what you do. You put back on your skin. Like you get a spray bottle, put some apple cider vinegar in, and you can put oil in if you want to. But when you be in the bathroom and finish washing off, put some apple cider vinegar all over your body on your skin, because what that apple cider vinegar does, it puts bacteria on your skin that soap and water washes away. Because, see, they got certain bacteria that protects you. And that's
exactly.
And so what that apple cider vinegar does, they put that back on your skin, and that way you won't be having all that sickness and all that telling.
That's why a lot of people don't take a lot of showers, because it slushes off the skin and makes it dry out and makes it eczema and stuff like that. You know, they get it easy.
Right. All you have to do is put the apple cider vinegar on your skin. You can put the oil on your skin first if you want to, because sometimes if you haven't put it on the first time, it's gonna burn, it's gonna stain. So put oil on your skin and that keep it from staining, you know. And then after that, then spray it all over you, and then just kind of rub it in, you know, like that. And then that olive oil and that coconut oil and all that's good for your skin. That keeps your skin youthful. If you keep that on your skin, you won't be having no wrinkles.
Yeah, I know that olive oil is.
Yeah, so that's good for your skin, yeah.
Olive oil is good for your hair, too.
Yeah, and it's good to take also, because it lubricates your body. Like my daughter, she got a little rod here, an accident. So she got a rod in her hip. And I told her, I said, take apple cider vinegar and olive oil every day, because that would help lubricate that, you know. And you never know. It might just pull it out. But anyway, it'll keep that skin from getting infected. Because I find out, what's the disadvantage of having one of those rods up in your skin or something like that inside your body? And they said it could get infected. So that olive oil would keep that from happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just so we need to have at least a 15 or 20 minutes or something like that, too, or 30 minutes to talk about, have medical education or something on this thing on the Blog Talk Radio show, you know, a portion of it when the sisters have it, you know.
Yep, because you'll be surprised. Because the lily plant, the lily flower is good for your heart. Like I was telling you before, that same lily plant that bees in your yard that gives the white and the yellow flowers and all
yeah.
like that, that that same, they use that same medicine for your heart, but they mix it up with other stuff. But that's the same, that's where they get the medicine from, that lily plant. And all you have to do is just take it and then take it. And when you come down here, I'm going to give you all those plants because I got it waiting for you. Wait for both of y'all.
Okay,
y'all come, I got it. You can come get some of this cane and come get some of this bamboo.
Because
come get some of this bamboo cane too.
Okay, because that other thing
ahead.
Gave me, I don't know what I was about to do with it. We just got it out there here somewhere growing it. Maybe
somebody. That narcotic plant. I call it the narcotic plant. I got some of the roots, but I never did do nothing with it. I value the best with it. I never do nothing with the roots. I just got them there. I ain't never did nothing with
it. What was it used for? But what was it used for?
What,
I about to say you put it in a tea or something, dry or something.
What I do is when they have them little stringy, things that hang down, you could take.
Uh-huh.
I take that sometimes. It'll relaxes you. It relaxes you.
Oh.
So I might take it and boil some coffee or something, and then like if I get a and then it'll give me those migraine headaches too. Like you have a headache, and then you and then I just boil it with my coffee, and then I'll just drink it like that. If I can't get rid of this headache. Or something like that. That's what I do with that. But the roots of it, that's the medicine right there. That stuff like that work like, that's the narcotics right there, the root. And I don't mess with it. I got it, but I don't mess with that.
What would you do with it? Then you sell it?
No, I don't sell it. What I do is that you never see down here in Louisiana, they always have disasters. And it always have things that they'll shut down real quick, And then we have sickness that sometimes happen that gives you that you don't need. Like all that medication they be giving for heart. See, you got to remember the thing, the medication that the doctors give you, it doesn't cure the disease. What it does, it makes you tolerate with it. And what it does is it affects other organs in your body.
I know. Yeah.
It'll mess with your kidney. It'll mess with your liver. And all that kind of stuff like that. I was reading that stuff. Shoot, John guy. I said, "Dang!" I said, "This stuff is." I said, "He was saying something about marijuana." I said, "Marijuana." I said, "Look, this stuff right here got all kind of narcotics in it. It got the, even that stuff that be out there on the streets up in there."
Oh Lord,
that's what's killing you right there because it messed with your organs and you ain't gonna never get rid. So I told him what to do is I said, "Why don't you? Because you'll make him sleep all day." I can do everything I want. I can go back and do this, go to the store and everything, still be knocked out.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be gone. But let me tell you what he did. So I told him, I said, but it'll mess with him. So I told him what he'd do. I said, why don't you cut it in four pieces and just first take, cut it in half, and then for that week, just take a half each time. And then after that, cut it in four pieces, and take one-fourth of a piece. That way it won't be messing with your, because it'll mess with his liver and your kidney, and it'll mess with your blood. It give you high blood pressure to all that stuff. But if you look up the medication in it, it gives you back to you. I'm telling you.
All you need to do is, like the old folks used to, take a sliver of that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Take a fourth of a sliver.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Put it
what
in
I'm
the
talking about.
Put it in tea, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. So he, and then the little thing on the yucca's plant, the one that the roots right there, the little string thing hang up there. Now that stuff right there, like I'll tell you, it works like LSD. LSD, even the roots too. It works just like it works like
you
LSD.
You can't step out of your yard before they lock you.
No. That one don't work. But my apology, that don't work like LSD. The one that works is the Morning Glory works like LSD. No,
yeah,
I told the police right there.
Glory.
The police came by my house and I told them, this is narcotics right over here. I said, it grows natural. And they came over and looked at it.
You said it grows natural. So they
because it's
growing.
A plant.
They can't charge you for growing it because it's growing natural. Huh?
yeah, because it's a plant. Because we got to remember a lot of plants that was brought over here, they brought them over here. And they were using them. And we didn't know. They were probably using it for medicine, but we were thinking that all the time we were just, this is a pretty plant. This is a pretty flower. But all
who
those plants was medicine, just like the pecan tree. Like I'm saying, like I used to have people every time I said about, they said, you cut down the, yeah, like I was getting rid of that. Like I was committing to sin if I cut down a pecan tree. Even think about cutting down a pecan tree. And found about a pecan tree, the barks and all that, that's good for like if you have problems or ointment, you know, or something like that, you put that on. And then the leaves, you could have it as a tea. But I'm going to read more up on the leaves. But I think you could make even the pecan leaves, you could make a tea for it. And it's good for arthritis, high blood pressure, you know, and all that. Especially the bamboo. The bamboo help prevent cancer, kidney.
Yeah, I
got to
give
you
some of that bamboo.
All that. Yeah, all that.
I read about that bamboo. Yeah, that's cool. That's good.
Wow.
That's
wow. And the thing about it, I got your box ready already, and yours too, my sister.
Have you got a mark?
Y'all buy it. I told him he come down. Huh?
Have you got it marked? Everything you put in that box, have you got it marked? Cause don't put nothing.
Yeah. I got it in the box, ready to be wrapped out. And I said, I'm telling Shuja, he gonna be coming. I said, I might just send it by you. Just put it in some aluminum foil and put it in his suitcase. And then if it passed, if it goes through, then he gonna be.
Make sure you tape it up real, real good. Just so I don't go in my box.
I have a question for Sister Corinne. When you mentioned about the morning glory, is that the
morning
same
glory.
Thing as the flower that's called the 4 o'clock morning glory? Is that the same thing?
The one that blooms in the morning time and go down
right.
when the sun goes down.
Right.
That's the one.
Is that the same?
Yeah,
thing?
It's the
well,
yeah.
I was
that's
my grandmother had a lot of those.
Is that the big yellow one?
When
is that the big yellow one?
7 years old, and my mother took
the big
us
yellow
to visit her. I don't remember what color it was, but I was fascinated. It would open up 4 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning, like they said,
uh-huh.
and then it would be closed
uh-huh.
by the end
uh-huh.
of the day.
Yeah. What color is that, Karan? Sometimes they have different colors. They might have purple, you know, different colors. But it's
okay.
not the flower. It's the seeds. Once the seeds,
inside
once they start dying, then they have these mm-hmm. seeds and it's a little pulp, you know, P-O-D. They have those bees in there, the little pouch. And that's what it is right there, those seeds, the morning glory seeds. And here goes, I saw some people walk down the street, and I said, look at them. Stumbling down the street looking for dope, and here they don't know they got it right there in their backyard. Give them the same eye.
So it has medicine in it. It's some kind of medicine.
I don't know what it is, but it worked just like LSD. I'm telling you, it worked just like
LSD. LSD is driving you crazy now. LSD
only if you take more. See, if you take, but you got to taste at least about 15 of them almost. I was reading on it. But if you take at least like 6 or something like that, because I had wanted to try it, and believe me, never again. But I'm telling you, and then it'll give you diarrhea. If you got to use it, and I was reading up again about, you know, some more benefits of it, it gives you diarrhea. I was throwing up and crapping at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
what
so
part
it's good
of that
for
that.
So
what
good.
Part do you use of that? What part of that do you use? You say
that was the seeds, and I just only had 6 of them because if you get 16, that's when you're gonna really just get it all. You know, go. You know, you might just get that. And I don't want to do that. I didn't want to deal with no that kind of you know thing.
You commit
so
suicide.
I just took 6 of them, see what it'll do, and then and that's what it did right there. It makes you it's good for you if you constipate it. And I gave my brother one time, and he said hallelujah.
Wow.
He
well,
did nothing in 2 weeks.
My grandmother lived in Tennessee. It was near Memphis, and that's where she had those morning glories in her on her farm in her yard.
That's my home.
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee.
I don't know about it. She might didn't know about it because sometimes you could eat, you could eat the flower too. Now the flower is healthy because I used to eat the flower.
That's what I thought. Some part of that.
Yeah.
The seeds, I always heard.
The flower is good for you, but the seeds is the one that is the narcotic.
Okay.
That's the narcotics right there. Is the seeds.
Okay, because you know LSD will make you jump into a dry swimming pool.
When I was a Negro, and I tried it one time, and it seemed like it took me a whole hour to get from the couch to the television.
Wow.
I can't even remember the name of a Negro. Okay.
I never could spell it right.
N-E-G-R-O.
Okay.
You know, people said Negro.
My
goodness,
that
music.
Hey,
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good information though that you're giving. You know it's 8:58 already.
Yeah.
So it's almost time to close out. Anybody got any last minute words?
Oh, I do want to have. They said that I was told that milk. All that milk, because you already know when you get older, we shouldn't be drinking much milk. You know, you don't drink too much milk.
Yeah,
but they said that milk ain't no good.
You don't have that enzyme that they have in there, that lactate. You know, the milk does not curdle in your stomach anymore like it did, like cottage cheese, like it did when you were younger, because your body decreased the enzymes. You know, that's what helps to curdle it. But when you get older and your body depletes of the enzyme, like it depletes of the estrogen in your body, you know, when they take premium and stuff like that. But, you can't, it gives you diarrhea.
But I want to say one more thing, then I'm going to let you go. When when you go in the field and you see all these little flowers, like you might call them. But these little flowers, they be growing to be in this field. You know, they might be yellow and all that, and white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you do come across something like that, those are dandelions. So I advise you to take that flower and cut it. Yeah, cut them flowers, cut the top off of them flowers and save them and water, rinse them off with some cool water and put them in your refrigerator. That's a medicine right there. That's a dandelion.
Okay, then what's it good? Now, what's it good for? Dandelion tea, I'd buy that from the health food store.
It's for that. Blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, basically like that. And then you can read, you know, I can't remember everything.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to have to write it down. I'm going to have to start writing stuff down.
But you're doing good.
Well, all right.
Alhamdulillah.
Quran, I'm telling you now, every week
no,
you do an assignment. Every week.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I don't like to tell you too much because that's why I'm scared to go to the doctor. I ain't been to the doctor in 45 years, and I'm scared to go to the doctor because I'm scared they might want to take my blood.
Well, you mean tell me you got to take something that you can't? They know it's in your bloodstream, and so they but if it's not a narcotic. Or anything,
but see,
like that, or
see,
illegal.
But,
they know.
No, not my blood. Not my blood because of that. My blood because they need it. They need my blood. My blood. I got. See, that's why I said some people say, "Oh, they're trying to get rid of Africa." They can't get rid of African Americans because they need our blood. certain blood that we have that only we produce, and certain blood that we have, like for certain disease, is in the thigh. I was reading, it's in the thigh of the black woman, in her